From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Steve Bannon, the blunt-spoken and divisive strategist who rose from Donald Trump's conservative campaign to the top White House post of strategist, was pushed out by the president on Friday. VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Breitbart News says Bannon has returned to the website after leaving it to join the White House. Catalan police say they have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in Barcelona region on Thursday that left 14 people dead and dozens injured. VOA's Philip Alexio.
Spanish police have also searched the family apartment of a teenager reportedly suspected of driving the van in the deadly Promenade attack. Spanish media have identified the van's suspected driver as 17-year-old Musa Okabir. Police are still searching for him, but have arrested his brother, Driss Okabir, about 100 kilometers north of Barcelona in the town of Ripoll. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Police in Finland are searching for more possible suspects in the mass stabbing that killed two people and injured eight others Friday in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police shot one suspect in the leg and then arrested him, prompting police to issue a warning to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. This is VOA News. Natural and human factors made Sierra Leone's capital vulnerable to a landslide that killed more than 400 people this week. That included heavy rain, deforested land, and communities forced by overcrowding to live in steep hillsides. Spokesperson for the World Health Organization, Christian Lindmeier, said there was a high risk of disease outbreaks.
Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases. Trauma is a major issue for those affected by the tragedy. Hundreds of lives have been lost and many families displaced. Psychosocial support will be critical to help people manage the grief and loss they suffered as a result.
Landslides generally happen after periods of heavy rain, saturating or liquefying soil and causing slippage. There are more likely to occur if soil is laid bare by deforestation or urban planning. Lawyers representing the Kenyan Opposition Coalition, National Super Alliance, filed a petition Friday with the Supreme Court in Kenya challenging President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election, just beating a midnight deadline. A statement from the group's presidential candidate, Raila Odinga, and his running mate, Kalonzo Musyoka, said they turned to the High Court because of alleged irregularities in the August 8th presidential election. VOA's Robert Rafael explains.
Odinga has rejected the Electoral Commission's results, which say Kenyatta won by roughly 1.4 million votes. He claims, without providing proof, that hackers used the identity of a slain election official to manipulate the result in Kenyatta's favor. The commission has said there was a hacking attempt, but it failed. But election observers say they saw no signs of interference with the vote.
Supreme Court has 14 days to rule on the challenge. The United Nations says the first round of a vaccination campaign following a polio outbreak in eastern Syria has been completed. UNICEF has teamed up with the World Health Organization and local partners to vaccinate 355,000 children under the age of five in the countries Deir ez-Zor and Raqqa provinces. Polio immunization rates have plummeted through the civil war. According to UNICEF, rates have fallen from over 80% in 2011 to just over 40%. Venezuela's pro-government constitutional assembly took over the powers of the opposition-led Congress. The move triggered further international condemnation from dozens of countries that have already criticized the creation of the all-powerful assembly as undemocratic move by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The assembly delegates approved a decree giving them the authority to pass legislation to guarantee peace, sovereignty, and economic well-being of Venezuelans in the face of what they consider relentless sabotage by Maduro's opponents. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.